Hello, this is Chris.
Hi, is this Chris with Vallejo Outdoors?
Yes, how can I help you?
Hey, Chris. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner. We're doing your local SEO, Facebook ads.
Okay. How's it going?
Hi. Good, good. I should be asking you that. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. I was reviewing your account dashboard, and I know when we initially spoke, we had mentioned briefly about doing Google Guarantee or Google Verified for you, which is Google's lead program. And you expressed interest in it. You said you tried it with another company in the past, but it didn't work out, but you were open to maybe trying it again with Vallejo Outdoors. Does that ring
a
bell?
Yeah, just remind me, how did that work again? Because I know that it's like two ways to go with Google Ads, right? It's like you pay per lead or you do like a monthly budget or something. I'm not sure.
Right, right. So there's pay per lead, but there is a budget that's set aside. So it's actually both. So the way it works is they usually want a 13 lead activation budget in order to launch it. And then they charge you anywhere from $48 to $72 per lead. Typically, masonry leads are on the lower end of that. So they're usually around $48 to $50 for masonry specifically, but you're in the general contractor category for New York.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So if you want 13, yeah, the minimum balance that they would ask for would be $900 to activate it. And then that'll guarantee you at least 13 leads, at least. So it could end up being more, but that balance, they'll guarantee you at least 13.
Gotcha. I would say, if anything, I would do that in April.
April's in 11 days.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the sorry, that leads me to the other part of it. That's why I was getting confused there. So you do have to pass a background check for this. The background check typically takes about 2 weeks to pass. So if we started working on it today, you wouldn't even be able to pay the $900 activation budget until you pass the background check for Google Guarantee. Or Google Verified. So they wouldn't ask you for the $900 anytime soon. You'd have to get through this background check. I could send over the application, but the application fee is $150. So if you did want to do that, I could send over the application and background check. We could start working on that. And then once you've passed it and you're ready to activate, start receiving leads, then they'll ask for that $900 budget.
Gotcha.
We'd also want to interview you on what you consider qualified, and because these leads are going to be pre-screened and handed off to you live with the customer on the line. So you have to be very specific on like, hey, I only want like tuck pointing or, you know what I mean? Like the specific kind of service that you want leads for. So that way we know we're handing you qualified leads and we're not wasting the end user's time or your time with trying to connect the two of you.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Because these are live calls, and it's like you don't get charged the lead fee unless you actually make contact with these people. So we try to force the issue and hand them off to you to get that contact. Does that make sense? Hopefully get you the appointment. And then they're incentivized to go with the people in Google Guarantee by Google. Google actually incentivizes them with a $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the work. They kind of assume some of the responsibility since they're directly referring you to that customer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
My question is Google Guarantee, was that changed from Google Verified?
It was the other way around, actually. So it was Google Guarantee, and then they switched it to Google Verified. It's also called Local Service Ads as well, or LSA. It has a few different abbreviations, but it's all referring to the same program.
And is that just like the check mark you get from on your Google profile or whatever?
No, that's for your Google verification. The ones that say Google Guaranteed or Google Verified will have a different green check mark, and they'll show at the very top of the screen in the sponsored section. So they'll show up where the guys who are doing Google Ads are, but it's a little bit different the way it's set up there. They have like form fill leads, or you can get live connects.
Gosh, no, because what I remember from Google, you know, having a Google business profile, I just remember that like, yeah, I don't know if they changed it. I'm sure they changed it already, that I guess if you were Google verified, like you would have a check mark and like that, like a background check was passed and everything along those lines. Is that still, do they still do that or?
No, for the regular Google Business profile you're talking about, like the verification that you have with us, that one, they don't put the badge and the check mark because they actually stopped doing that the same time they changed it from Google Guaranteed to Google Verified. You threw me off there for a second. I get what you're asking, like the little blue one they used to have before.
Yeah, so they don't do that anymore?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Oh, gotcha. No, because I remember that was like a thing, you know?
Yeah, it was a big thing. That's the Google Business page verification, and it was a huge credibility factor, but they kind of slimmed down on the people that are getting the traditional verification. Now the real, like, badge of honor is, you know, Google Verified. So now they tell people, oh, if you want that badge and check mark, you got to be in our Google Verified, Google Guarantee program. And so it's almost
gotcha.
Like a, yeah, it's almost like a convince you to upgrade to make the business look more credible and get you into their pay-per-lead program.
Yeah, it makes sense. You get all the nice things when you pay, you know?
Yeah, I'd say exactly. I mean, just from one guy to another, it's their salesy, you know what I mean? Get the business owner to, hey, if you want to show up above everybody and get the Google Verified badge, it's green, you got to pay-per-lead, and you go through this background check, and, you know, it's exactly what I'm offering you right now. It's kind of a pain in the butt, but it is.
Gosh, you know, I'm just Googling like the same type of contractors around me.
Mm-hmm.
Would that, so like what we're talking about now, it would just show up as in sponsored, like let's say sponsored landscapers and that's it?
You typed in landscapers or masonry?
I put landscaping near me.
Okay.
And then yeah.
Let me do landscaping because I have the masonry contractors one pulled up here. Hold on. Yeah, so the sponsored section right here where it has message, get phone number, like Prestige Landscape, and you'll see Arborland, Gil Santos. So those guys are all, well, not Gil Santos, the Prestige and Arborland Inc., they're doing Google Guarantee. And it says like a little drop down, show more. These are the Google Guaranteed contractors.
What is the name again?
There's a lot of them up here. There's Prestige.
Because
Arborland.
I think we're getting search. I'm getting different search results as you, I believe.
Oh, did you put Pleasantville or?
Well, okay, so what did you put, landscaping in Pleasantville?
Yeah, I put Pleasantville, New York.
All right, let me see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Prestige and Connery Pavers, is that what you say?
Exactly. So that's a sponsored, and then they'll have, like, message, get phone number.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it'll be those guys. And it tells you, like, accepts urgent jobs. So that person is available for, like, the live transfer. So they'll get phone number. You'll see, like, a QR code, scan a call. They'll have a number in there, and it'll actually go to a pre-screening agent. And then they'll pre-screen it, and since he's saying he accepts live calls, they'll make sure that it's an actual job that he's interested in taking or considers a qualified lead. Then they'll call him with the customer on the line. And then we have you save that number under your phone as potential lead or under the business name, just like you would your Google Voice number. That way, you know, it's a live opportunity coming through. You could even put like GV on it for Google Verified or GG. But then you have to accept the call, right? So it's like you take the call, you say, hey, I'm going to go out and meet with this person. Obviously, we have that whole call and recording. And if you accept it, you know, or you set something up, then they'll deduct the lead fee from your balance.
Right.
Make sense? So it's their way of, like, making sure you're not paying for leads that are just, like, a dead phone number or didn't actually amount to anything.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty interesting, though, to, like, now looking this up in my area, there's not too many people
doing
as
Google
in, like, sponsored. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's an opportunity to separate you from the pack. And it'll help with your local listing, too. Things haven't been, like, performing when I look at your dashboard the way we would want them to in order to set us up for, like, a long-term relationship with you. So that's why we're like, okay, let's upgrade to it. I remember when I first was signing you up, I was trying to tell you that, like, a lot of guys nowadays, they'll do both of them at once if you want to really pick up, like, hit the ground running, like, do things very quickly with a quick turnaround time. But I don't know if it was a financial issue or what, but pretty much you'd asked me to call you back on this date. Like, we had a set date.
Oh, you're the one who set up my account?
Yeah. I'm the one who originally signed you up.
Oh, gotcha, man.
Yeah. Same guy. Been here 13
years. sounds like you're, I don't know. I feel like it was a different voice for some reason.
Oh, maybe I'm tired. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you had more energy last time.
Yeah, if you catch me in the morning after a couple coffees, I'm different. And then at the end of the day, I'm all worn out now and getting beat up. But yeah, I originally signed you up. And then I remember I was trying to get you to jump into this at that time, but you wanted me to follow up. And you were like, hey, maybe I'll add this next month. I think it was the same mindset you had, like maybe around spring, or that way I'm ready for April.
Yeah. So I guess, it's definitely – well, first of all, I have to get approved. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So basically all we would do today, if you're like, hey, I want to go ahead and do this, it'd be $150. I'm giving you a deal on that one. It's usually $250 for the application and background check. But I'll charge just $150. I'll send you the application. You got to fill out that form. And then we complete a third-party background check through Evident and Google. So it usually takes about 2 weeks to get through that. Also, between now and then, we'll do a separate interview for the leads, so you can tell us what you consider are qualified leads or what not qualified leads. We want to know what your ideal prospect is outside of your local listing. I know your local listing, you probably accept a lot of things, but with this one, since you're paying per lead, you usually want to be more strict about what you're willing to pay for those leads. So that interview will be separate. We'll conduct that between when you fill out the form and when we activate the account and start receiving those leads. So today it would just be $150. I'll send you the application. I could schedule the client interview, whatever time works best for you in the coming days here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and do this. I'm going to send you the application now. Please let me know you get this. I'm sending it to the 914-486-3083 number.
Yeah.
Okay. It's coming through. There it is.
So this is a Google Guaranteed, right? Not Google Verified.
Google Verified and Google Guaranteed are the same thing. If you actually look it up, I'll send that over to you too right now. On October 20th, 2025, they literally changed the name from Google Guaranteed to Google Verified. So I'll send that to you. I know, it's been a headache. A lot of people are like, wait a minute. What is this? Google Verified. And I'm like, no, it's the Google Guaranteed program. It's just they changed the name, so it's throwing people off. They also call it local service ads when you look it up, too.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I think that's the application that came through. It's a digital application, pretty easy to fill out. And then I just sent you, like, that little search so that you could see, like, Google Verified, Google Guarantee are the same thing. Oh, there's no confusion there. And then they'll send you the invoice receipt of the $150. And then what would be the best time to do your interview?
To get the background check?
No, that's going to be separate. This interview is for us so that we know which leads you consider qualified. The background check is going to be done through Evident and Google themselves.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they'll reach out to you when you submit the application. They'll get the notification of that, and then they'll be reaching out to you to complete the background check. All they're looking for on the background check, by the way, I also double-checked this before I called you, but just so you know, they want to make sure no felonies in the last 7 years. Shouldn't be a problem for you.
Mm-hmm.
A general contractor license is required, but you have that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The minimum insurance, which I'm sure you already have, is $250,000 general liability.
Yep.
Okay. Yep, and that's it. It's just those things. Yep. So I double-checked that before I called you, so I wasn't too concerned, but just so you know, they might ask for that. They might ask for your identification as well, social, when they do background checks. So.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay. It's pretty easy. Like, if you click on it, it's super simple to fill out. And then they'll reach out to you, though, and they'll get more in-depth when they actually have you on the line. Okay, and then client.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, for the question, so when do you recommend that? Do that sooner than later, or
as soon as possible,
or what?
No, as soon as possible. You won't get approved without doing that.
Oh, okay.
You have to fill out the form. Yeah, you fill out the form first, and then that.
I mean the questions about the client.
Oh, that's going to be during this. That's fine. We'll have that already set up, assuming that you're going to pass the background check. I just go ahead and get that set up. That way, once the background check's passed, we don't have to go back and do that. You could just go, hey, I passed the background check. I'm ready to start receiving leads. Send them tomorrow if you can. We can go ahead and activate the account, have you up in that sponsored section, and start sending them over as soon as they come through.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? We'll already have it done by the time you get approved instead of having to get approved and then go back and do it all over.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. All right. So we'll go client interviews. And let me see what I have for possibly tomorrow. Okay. Gonna have to do it the old school way on Google Calendar here. Give me 1 second. It's just gonna be with a separate manager, and this person will also be helping with pre-screening your calls. So that's important. You guys, are you bilingual?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I should have known by the last name, but I just didn't. I didn't assume. All right.
Yeah, but just put me on if someone speaks English, because it's my preferred language.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not too good with Spanish. I mean, I'm good with Spanish, but I can't express myself as much in Spanish as
I understand. No, I gotcha. I was going to say, I have bilingual reps, too. I didn't know if you wanted to target, like, some maybe Spanish speakers from the lead standpoint, because some guys just have that off where it's like, if they're not fluent English, I don't accept the lead. yeah. So that's a qualifying question sometimes. Okay. Here.
Wait, so these questions are going to be answered by the client themselves or not?
Yeah, like we want to make sure it matches, right? So if you say, hey, right now I'm not accepting anything but new masonry jobs, like shut off the landscaping, I'm only going to pay for leads that have to do with masonry. These are higher end jobs. That's all I want to focus on. So when somebody applies for the program, and they go, okay, they type in masonry or they type in landscaping and you come up, you know, we have a way of making sure when we're on the call with them that they actually are like a masonry job rather than something else, or not masonry and something else that you might not do. That way, when we're linking them with a contractor or matching them with you, we know that there's some skin on the bone and we're not wasting their time or yours with placing that call. We try to match them up so that we know they're going to get the contractor and get the contract. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but so how are they answering these questions?
They're pre-screened with a live agent. They also have
with you guys.
Yes. Yeah, they're pre-screened with a live agent because we'll try to match them. So what's happening with these people is they're enrolling with the Google Guarantee contractor because of the insurance Google gives them to go with them. It's like, if I'm a homeowner, I know this guy passed a background check. He has no felonies. He has all the license, the insurance. I don't have to check for that. And Google's also saying, since we're referring them to you, we're going to provide the insurance. So I'm like, okay, let me just go on here, get this guy, right? But when we're on the phone, we try to match them up in the sense of somebody that's going to be able to help them right away, not just meet those qualifications. So if they're on the line with us and they say, hey, they want masonry, we call you, you don't answer. We leave a message, you don't answer. We're like, okay, we'll try to match them up with another guy on the list where they're a qualified lead. We try to help them live, like in the moment, instead of, oh, we'll call you back later. You know what I mean? Because then we run the chance of that job disappearing or getting lost to a competitor.
Okay, so that's the question. So basically you're saying you guys are going to receive these calls from the ads?
Correct. Yeah, they go in there because they want a Google guaranteed or Google verified contractor, and then we match them up. So we'll call you with them on the line.
Okay, gotcha.
Make sense?
Yep.
So it's not like they're generally picking you specifically, but that can happen as well. Like if they say, hey, I was actually trying to contact Prestige Landscaping or G&D Landscaping and Masonry, and we could go, okay, let's just call them right away, because that's the guy you already picked and that's the guy you want, right?
Yeah, because Yeah, because last year it was just more like you said, obviously it wasn't filtered. It was just like whatever came in, came in.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I obviously had to pay for those leads.
Yeah, they've been continuously fine-tuning it, you know. We listen to people. You know, nobody likes to pay for leads that aren't turning into business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's, and, like, it's almost like $100 each.
Yeah, Google understands that. We also look at, like, reviews and other companies that have done lead gen in the past, Yelp, Home Advisor. A lot of the complaints people have is, like, hey, I'm paying for these leads, but I'm not getting anything from it. And
right.
So Google's trying to perfect it, basically. They're trying to go, like, why go to Yelp? Why go to Home Advisor when, you know, we could do this for you? So we listen to your complaints, and their solution is, like, hey, if there's a live human being on the line and they actually have a chance to talk to somebody, the business owners usually don't care. They're like, I'm okay with that because it was actually a job. Even if it fell through or something happened, I actually had an opportunity. The problem people have is, like, paying for a phone number. You know, and then you never speak to somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Sorry about that. I got energized. I'm like, they're messaging.
Yeah,
me at the same time.
Sounds more like you.
Okay, there we go. He's back. All right. So let me go in here. It's also I'm getting messaged at the same time. Okay. So just to be transparent, the $150 I'm going to process now. Okay. You'll get a payment confirmation for that. You should have the application already in there. Okay. So that's coming through. And then I need to schedule your appointment. And these questions that you have also, I'm going to take notes, but they'll also be able to address that during the interview. Like, that's the whole reason we have the interview is you can be very specific. Like, some business owners are like, if they just fill out the form, and I'm okay with that lead coming through, and then I'll call them and you could charge me if you see that I've talked to them. You know what I mean? So there's different ways of setting it up. Then I also have older guys that are like, no, I'm not jumping on there, checking a bunch of, text messages or stuff that people message me throughout the day. Just give me the live call. If I talk to them live, you could charge me. If I don't talk to them, I don't want it. You know what I mean? Just give it to somebody else. So it's also based on you and how you want it set up.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So they have options. If you don't consider it a qualified lead, then we don't want you set up that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that came through, and then give me 1 second. I'm trying to find this. Sorry, there's a different client interview for active clients that are upgrading versus somebody who's starting from scratch, and they keep sending me the calendar for them tomorrow to do a regular client interview. So it's driving me nuts here. Give me 1 second. Okay, got it. There it is. Okay, so tomorrow I have slots available. These are Pacific standards. So I got to adjust them. Okay, so 10 a.m. I got 1:30, 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30, and 6 o'clock.
My time?
Yeah, I adjusted those all. Those are all Eastern Standard.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yep, I got 10 a.m. Eastern Standard, 1:30. I got 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30, and 6 o'clock.
How long would this take?
Usually they ask for an hour, but you're already a local client of ours, so we have a lot of information already on what you do. I would say 30 minutes.
All right, let's do 4:30.
4:30, okay. Let me go ahead and confirm. I'm going to send you a calendar invite, and then I will text you as well 1 hour before.
Okay.
Okay. Then I'll resend my direct number and extension. Haven't heard from you. You're one of those silent ones. That or my customer service team's doing a good job of taking care of you. But I'm going to resend you my direct number and extension as well, so that way you could continue to check in. I like to get feedback from you guys. And if there's anything we could do to pick things up outside of this, I'd like to help.
Gotcha. Also, I have a quick question. I'm not sure if you're able to answer it.
I'll try.
For the Facebook ads, is there a service area or like radius from my location?
Let me go into your dashboard. Masonry Contractor, Pleasantville. Let me see. Facebook ads clicks. 978 impressions, 518 reach, only 2 leads, spent 35, 63. Let me view the ad. Okay, I have the ad here. Location. Step by step location. Okay, do you want to shrink it or grow it? Because the areas your ads are targeting right now are Armonk, Briarcliff Manor, forgive me if I say this wrong, Chappaqua, Pleasantville, Scarsdale, Tarrytown, Westchester, and White Plains.
No, that's perfect.
That's fine?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how it's set up right now. Those are all the exact cities that are in your Facebook campaign.
And Westchester is basically the whole, every town that's in Westchester County, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, you got a pretty broad service area there. But it's only showing yellow. Traffic is supposed to start peaking next month. Sorry, there's when I say yellow. The color is like low traffic is blue, yellow is like medium, and then red is high. It's showing yellow right now, and then by this time next month, it's supposed to be red high. I think the weather affects it.
Yeah, for sure. But having Westchester County, is that too broad, or should we be more specific?
I can shrink it to just the city of Westchester if you want to do it that way.
Well, Westchester County, so Westchester County has all the cities and towns within it, you know.
Yeah, when I'm looking at the radius on the map here, the little heat map, it's almost like it's covering all of New York. It looks like it's weird, but I know you're not going to be getting leads from all of New York, or else this would definitely be red, you know. So then I scrolled down to targeted areas, and it just gave me these Armonk, Briarcliff Manor, Chappaqua, Pleasantville, Scarsdale, Tarrytown, Westchester, White Plains. The thing about Facebook is it's not as descriptive as Google Analytics. They're the meta analytics. So, I mean, I don't know if shrinking it or increasing what we have there is really going to make a difference statistically. We just kind of could set it up based on what the business owner is requesting, and then the feedback you kind of get is from what you're seeing on a lead standpoint. So I guess the better question to ask would be, are you trying to increase the visibility and the amount of leads that you're getting, or decrease?
No, I mean, obviously I would like to increase it. I just don't know if it'd be more effective to be more precise.
No. I mean, the more ground you cover, the more opportunities you're going to get. You know, so if we could cast it in various areas, masonry is so specific too. It's just you have to be willing to go there. Usually we specify it just so that you're not getting leads from somewhere you're not willing to go. So if you're saying, hey, I'm willing to cover all of Westchester County, and just leave it like that. that way we're not missing opportunities, you know. But it does look like you're getting a lot of impressions, but if not a lot of people are clicking on your ad, which is weird. So you've been seen 978 times in the search results queue, but you only received 30 clicks on your ad campaign.
Gotcha. And when they click on the ad campaign, what is it, just they can contact me?
Yeah, they can contact you. They can call you directly from it. Your number's on there, and there's a click to call button as well. If you go into your tracking system, and you go to the Facebook section, that's literally what I'm doing. If you go to ad campaign and then click on your Facebook ad section, if you scroll down in the bottom right, it'll actually have the image of the ad and where it says get quote and then the phone number. So you could see exactly what they're seeing. That's the exact ad for your business that's being posted and floating around.
Oh, if I go, if I, Okay, gotcha. Okay, so they can either call me or just go on the website. Is that right?
Yep, yep. They can put get quote and they can fill out a form. They can call, or they can call you. So this one has form fill that I'm seeing right now. So that one, they try to get them to fill out the form and message you. And then they also have the option to contact you through there too, though. If they just click on your business profile, the number's right there.
Okay. Also, another question, since I already have you on the line.
No problem.
The number that's displayed, mm-hmm. that number is actually, it's automated, right? It's like, I think because I called it one time, it's either like, I think the first thing it says, it's like, if you're an existing client and if you're a new client, right?
Mm.
Or no? Or does it go straight to me?
It should go directly to you. You're talking about the number we're on right now?
No, the number that I guess
on your Facebook ads.
Yeah, on the number that Locust Splash, you guys gave me saying
call
that.
Call tracking.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It should go to you automatically, like live, real time.
Okay, because I called it one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure because I called it, you know, and then it goes to myself, I guess, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It could, and then it sounded like, you know, so I don't know, just I guess AI or whatever it is. So I guess if you're an existing client or if you're new,
answering. It just goes like straight to like a voicemail, and then they have to like enter. I think that's part of your form fill though. Because it looks like right here on the 13th, so 6 days ago, you talked to a rep in here, Krizden,
yeah.
Nombrado, and it looks like he changed it to form fill. Call tracking account, ads running, Facebook, form fill. Did you do that with him?
I'm not, I don't recall, but so that means it is automated?
Yeah, because it's form fill. It says that happened on 313. I didn't even see that. I was looking at yours, but then I had to go back to the notes on the account. It's a separate area, and it said updated Facebook ad content as requested by client. This was 313 at 10:09 here, so it would have been like 1 o'clock your time last Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would be best if it goes directly to me, you know?
Okay. Yeah, because the form fill is kind of like an additional way of screening. Like they have to fill out the form and make sure that it's legitimate. And it kind of creates an extra step for them instead of call now. So you want the Facebook ads campaign to not be form fill. You want it to say call now rather than fill out the form. And then that way.
No. I mean, if they're going to make, like call that number, you know? Not the form they can fill out like on their phone or on their computer. That's
okay,
fine.
I'm just saying
about the phone number, yeah.
On the account at all. That's a weird thing. So let me go back in here. Where's your tracking number?
It displays on the Facebook ad.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm looking at your account and every number on your account is just the one that we're on. So let me go to Facebook. I'm gonna test it myself. Okay. Because I don't know, I'm going to tell you I don't know. You know what I mean? I could get the answer, though, but...
Yeah, it's all good. That's what matters.
It would take me a second. I'd have to go to the Facebook, or the Meta department, is what they call it now. Yeah, stop changing names for everything. That's the weird.
Yeah.
Facebook. It's not Meta. All right. One second here. Boom. Of course. Yep, this is it, July. It's currently closed. Okay, it must be outside of your hours of operation. It's fine. Okay, where's the number? Oh, here it is.
I did.
Okay, 504-4767. I got it. All right, here we
yeah.
go. There you go here. 504-504-4767. Terrytown. Like that. Then you're getting a call?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what it is. is it, it's like new customers press this, existing customers press that, and then 9. I think with that prompt, they're just trying to change the sense of urgency, maybe. Like new clients, hey, you don't want to miss those. Guys that are existing clients, you know, hey, you might be able to leave a message, I'm busy right now. You know what I mean? And then they want to separate the two of them. But you want that eliminated completely and just have it go straight through?
I think so, just because I don't want them to be like, oh, another AI bot, and then it's like hang up and shit, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I could definitely request that be changed. Not everybody has it set up this way, too, so that's why I was like, let me just dial it myself. Okay. Yeah, so then they basically have to dial it, hit extension 9. Okay, I gotcha. Here,
there we go. Yeah, maybe when I get like 100 calls a day, then you know that would work out.
Yeah, I know. You don't. I understand where you're coming from, though. You don't want somebody to be like, you know, this is difficult.
Yeah.
Click, go to the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's actually automatically going to change anyway. Now that we're doing Google Verified, though. Forgot about that. Yeah, because they wouldn't have that when you're doing Google Verify, because they definitely want them to go straight through to a live answering and then hand it off to you. But
that's how I found out, because I have to go do Google Verified through a live agent, and they said that they 100% recommended me, or it could be like a red flag that my primary phone call goes to like a bot and doesn't go directly to like a person.
Okay. I'm putting in the notes. I'm going to have it set up this way so it'll just not have that, and it'll just ring straight through to you live.
Okay.
An existing clients. And then press 9 for live. Live, please remove. Okay. And then give us 24 hours for you to see that change, okay? So this time tomorrow should be done. Okay. Okay. Submit revision within 24 hours. Okay. Boom. Done. All right. Anything else?
No, man. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, all right. I'm going to resend over my direct number and extension. You now actually have my cell phone number, so that's there too.
yeah.
All right, and then so inside of work hours, outside of work hours, you should be good. And then we just need the application and then the background check, so the application and then the interview. Where did it go? I just had it open here. Shoot. In too many windows. Okay, client interview tomorrow, 4:30.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, look out for that call. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call, okay?
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Right. You're welcome. Looking forward to working with you. Have a great night. I'll talk to you in the morning.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Afternoon.
All right, later. All right, bye.
See you later. Bye.